I wonder, first off, what's been the key when you've encountered these inevitable moments of disagreement, when you discover that your best laid out argument isn't changing the other's mind? What is the key to continue to be friends and not just walk away from the relationship out of unbridled frustration?
Well, that's actually a really good question. You know, the thing for the two of us is, you know, as we've already established, is that we completely disagree on, you know, a lot of issues in politics, but we live together and we're close friends. And so we respect each other's opinions. You know, I understand where he's coming from and he understands where I'm coming from. And so when we have discussions, which we very frequently do, you know, our room is full of posters of candidates from both sides. And we spend time, you know, we stay up later than we should discussing politics when we should be doing homework or sleeping. And we'll lay in our bed until, you know, 2-3 in the morning discussing political issues. But it's never disrespectful. And it never really gets overly confrontational. You know, we see it as a discussion, and we see that we both have equally valuable opinions to contribute. Mm. And I think the biggest thing for the two of us and what we've been able to see through it all is that we can actually kind of come to a consensus without compromising each of our, you know, ideas. Essentially, we can work together and come to an agreement. And I think that's what should be the message for everyone, you know, in legislative bodies or government is, yeah, you know, even though people are coming from a different opinion, they're coming from somewhere and they have reasons for their values and they have reasons for what they stand for, you know, especially if they're elected.
That's a fascinating point, isn't it? Trying to understand where the other person is coming from, mm-hmm, as opposed to assigning malignant motives to them almost right at the beginning. Is that part of what has allowed this to work out, do you think?
Right. So kind of jumping off of that, what Cole said, I think the biggest thing specifically for us, but as well as people on a day-to-day basis, you know, we both work on campaigns here in Minnesota, which we can get to in a minute, but we both have kind of gotten to the point where we realize, you know, all these people on the opposite side of the aisle, they're not sitting here trying to destroy the United States. They're not trying to make people miserable. They're not trying to ruin anything. They want to keep America great, and they want to do good things for the people, just like, you know, just like people on our side do. It's just we have different ways of going about it. And I think that's the way Cole and I in particular have approached it in our friendship, is just that, you know, hey, we have different ideas about how to do things, but that doesn't mean that our motives are bad or whatever. It just means we have different ideas about how to get there.